Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Bales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Heise. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rader moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Rader moves to third. Staub moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball four. Rader scores. Staub moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales hits a line drive into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Staub scores. Aspromonte scores. Brand moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Calhoun's now pitching. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Brand moves to third. Bales moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Calcoons. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Graham now pitching. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Jackson scores. It's 4 to nothing, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Rader scores. Staub moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Astros. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brand hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Aspromonte scores. It's 7 to nothing, Astros. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Buchek now playing shortstop. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 8 to nothing, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa misplays the ball. That's an error on Heisa. Jackson moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goosen moves to second. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 2 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Goosen now catching. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Jerry Hinsley now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bales takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bales. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Bales steals second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-3 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hinsley covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-4 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Bosch pinch hits for Jerry Hinsley. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Otis reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.